This is Ron Moss Ministries. I guess it's one of those days where I kind of have a lot going on in my mind, and I don't know, I guess bits and pieces of it I'll share with you hopefully in the next few minutes. But, as we continue to celebrate this month, which we call Black History Month, I couldn't help but think about what's happening right now in our country, in this state that I live in, which is South Carolina, and ultimately in the world. And just some things that I notice and that I want to make sure that we are sometimes easily to be distracted. I'm one of those people that try to use the social network as something positive to put information out, to get information, put information out, and really to see what's going on in other states or other cities. We live in this technology world now where we have access to video cameras on our phones, and there's all kind of video access now. And one of the overwhelming things that I see a lot of is what I call police interaction with African-American males, whether they're young or old. And a lot of times, most of the times, particularly when it's on the media outlets that I look at, is usually negative. It's usually a harassment situation. It's usually watching a police officer, mostly who are white, who are pulling someone over and who are African-American, and assuming right away that they are criminal, that they are up to something. And then it usually real quick takes on a negative turn. We've all heard the stories. We've all, from Trayvon Martin to the Brown brother to, the brother who in South Carolina was running away from the police officer. He shot him in the back. We can go on and on and on. I mean, we can literally spend the whole day talking about the deaths that have come behind certain police officers. But what I've learned, and I want to be clear about this, is that you and I who really understand, I used to always tell people my grandmother had a master's degree in common sense. And for us who have common sense, understand that if we're honest, the majority of police officers across this country are good. Most of them, I believe, took the job because they wanted to make a difference in the communities that they live in. They wanted people to see that they could be professional. They could have a heart and be professional. They could be kind and be professional. They could be stern and be professional. And as in life, some people take on jobs for all the wrong reasons. And I believe there's a small percentage of officers who took on a particular job maybe because they needed the income. They needed to make money to take care of their family, but they had something on the inside of them that was kind of something that was boiling slowly, and maybe seeing that young black male or seeing that black male triggered it. And I believe that becomes the leadership's responsibility to continue to weed those people out of those positions and let them work positions that fit, that are suited for them. Now, that's just not police officers. That's across the board. All of us, have worked on jobs or worked in companies or whatever. And maybe even some of us have our own issues and understand there are certain jobs that we can't work, certain positions that we can't handle, certain situations that we don't need to be in because of what can happen. And I think the thing that really, at the end of the day, gets to me is, and we talk about discrimination when we see those things, but one of the things that we don't really talk about that really hurts me is the discrimination with us. That we have folk that look just like us, we look like each other, who somehow hate each other. There's a real hate that is happening in our community. We don't want to talk to each other. We don't want to work together. It's hard to get us to pray together. And the real division that I see is among black men. since I don't really know the story of all sisters, I can only speak to the people that I interact with the most, who are African-American men. And I see this divide that has been taking place for at least my 57 years on this planet, to where it has become where we not only don't care about each other, we make sure we don't have time for each other either. And you got to get it your way, the best way you can. I ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing. Don't come up to me at no gas station at 1 o'clock in the morning begging me for money. Don't have a cardboard sign out there. Don't bother me. I work hard every day. I do what I have to do. And I'm telling you what I used to say, or still say sometimes. And I'm supposed to be a man of God. I'm supposed to have compassion for people. I'm supposed to care about people. I even ask God sometimes, Lord, why, as I get older, you make me more sensitive? You know, it's easy for me to cry. It's easy for me to get emotional. What's going on with me, God? And somehow, every time I ask him that, his response to me is grace and mercy. If I give that to you, you have to also give that back to people too. Because we are intertwined. No matter what color we are, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, no matter what country we are in, we're still intertwined with each other. And that ultimately is going to be the only way that we're going to solve some problems in this world. And I think about this because we are losing a lot of young black males to crime, to low self-esteem, to negative attitudes, who have come up in single parent homes and really have never had a male figure that they could interact with, that they could talk to about sex, talk to about life, talk to about not being a part of the crowd, not needing to be a follower, that had some inner feelings about their sexuality, had no outlets to go after, so they went with the peers that were with them who really wasn't experienced enough to maybe guide them through the life that they were getting ready to experience. And then instead of us being understanding to their situation, we become critics and hypocrites in their situation. And so we are in this generation now. God has blessed us to be in 2020. And I talked about this a while back about having a clear vision. Well, to have a clear vision means you got to be able to see your wrongs too. So I'm putting this out here to you, brothers. What are you doing to help another brother? What have you done this week? I talk about the calendar all the time. Here we are now in the middle of the month. And can you really tell me how many brothers that you reached out to check on, to talk to? Any young brothers that you've interacted with that you said, hey, I'm here for you if you need me? Hey, can we sit down? Have you took a few brothers out to lunch and say, hey, I just want to talk to you for a minute. I just want to share. Let's just share. Have you done that? Do you have any time to do it? Or you use your family as an excuse? You use the fact that you're too busy being busy as an excuse? You know, somebody got to be able to stand up and tell the truth to our brothers. You know what? I want you to do this for me. If you push me and I push you, maybe we can turn this thing around. But somehow we got to start doing something, and we got to start doing something now. Because if we don't, forget about those few police officers that have bad attitudes or have bad behaviors towards young black males and males in general. What about us who turn on each other at the drop of a dime? Who can hate each other at the drop of a dime? Who can talk negative about each other at the drop of a dime? My hope and prayer is that the next time you look in the mirror, that you see past you and see the fact that you need to help somebody else, somebody that looked just like you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.